The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, hello, and happy Wednesday. What a Wednesday after that crazy windstorm. My gosh, we had like 24 hours plus of wind, high winds. Happy Wednesday, and you're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy on North Idaho Radio. Thanks for joining me. I had such a great conversation last time with Scott and Jennifer Dillon about ways to keep your body healthy with the new spike protein. And now I'm very excited because I have more unfolding information for us. Today is, I'm talking with Paget, who is as a beekeeper, but she's also inventing some great stuff for your health that we're going to get into a little bit later in the show. And you know me, I have done very well healing my body with MS and using all kinds of natural modalities. So that's like who I like to talk to on the radio show. People who've, you know, had adversity in their life and continue to color it up. So Paget, thank you for joining me and taking time to come up and away from selling all of your wonderful products to join me on the radio show.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, tell us a little bit what got you even into beekeeping. I mean, you're 20 plus, years old. You're quite young, in the 20s, and you're like this massive beekeeper and you have several hives. I know your family, you're part of that as well, but maybe you could talk about that.
Yeah, so I'm 24 now. I started beekeeping, I believe, when I was like 20 or 21. And I started because I had dropped out of college. I went to the University of Idaho. I love the University of Idaho. But when I dropped out, I hadn't told my stepdad yet. And he was like, hey, I need some help beekeeping. Would you like to come with me? And I was like, okay, well, I haven't told him. I dropped out. Like, maybe I'll just go help him out and see where this goes, right?
Big news, right?
Yeah. So I went down to California with him because he's commercial. So he takes his hives down to pollinate orchards down there. And I really fell in love with it. I really like it. It's very soothing. And I wasn't like the kind of person that was fascinated with bees. In fact, I was terrified when I first
started
out.
Absolutely. Most people are. That's one of the reasons I want to bring this to light.
Yeah, so it was really scary at first, but then about 1 to 2 months in, I got comfortable and I said, you know what, I really like this. So then I stuck with it up until like this year. I still beekeep, but not as much as like before.
Because you're moving into this other entrepreneurial side of the business. Mm-hmm. So when you said you went down, that you take the bees, you load them up on a truck. I've been asked that. How do you travel with bees? How do you travel bees? You take the hives on a truck, but I mean, how do they not like get lost and take off? Do they all literally just stay in their hives?
Yeah. So what you do is you hire contractors or like semi-contractors that specifically just ship and carry beehives. That's all they do. And they have these massive nets that they place on the hives. And it's like I don't know what you call it. It's like an open back. So you load the beehives on the semi at night, otherwise the bees are flying everywhere. And then as soon as they're loaded and strapped down, you put the net over them, the semi is basically booking it from whatever state you're at all the way down to California, which is like, you know, where you go for the pollination. And that's pretty much it. Like, it takes hours depending on how many hives you've got. And sometimes you have some accidents where you accidentally knock one over and then they're crawling all over you. So it's tedious, but it's still fun. And, you just have to have a lot of coffee on those nights.
Oh my gosh. I think that's remarkable that you've experienced that at your age already. Yeah. That's incredible. And the fact that you fell in love with doing that.
Yeah, no, I love bees. Like, if anyone that's like listening, you should definitely get into it. It's so relaxing. And there's studies out there that show that, you know, the hertz that the bees vibrate at make you super, super happy. So I've felt it too. I go out in the hives and I'm having like a stressful day, or even if I'm super relaxed and calm, I'll leave and I'll be so at peace for like 5 to 6 hours afterwards. It's just so nice.
That is fascinating. So there is, and there's so much frequency healing being done these days. One of the things I've noticed though, and tell me if you can speak to this, I'm sure, but like when I am in, like I am in kind of a flurry getting going and running through my day and I stop by the bees to feed them or to check on them, they're more aggressive. But when I come into them calm, they just ignore me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are so good at picking up what energy. Your mood is like. Yeah, your energy. Because I've done the same thing too. Like when I was scared or nervous around them, it's almost like they're kind of like horses. They can pick up on your energy, like you said. But then as I got more comfortable in my skin and with the bees, yeah, they stung me every once in a while. But I found that it's because I had accidentally like grabbed one or like squished her right by accident, which happens. But they're very docile as long as you come into it with a calm and steady mind.
You have to. It does. Honestly, I have used my bees for mindfulness training, mm-hmm. like to slow down. Like, because the reason I know that is I went in kind of hot, coming in hot, get my chores done mm-hmm. and doing the total alpha drive. Mm-hmm. And I did. I got like 4 little stings on my foot because they just, you know, they felt my energy. And then I'm like, whoa. And then I was kind of mad. I'm like, I'm not doing this. And then I'm like, wait a minute. Let's see what the lesson is here. And then honestly, I really make sure I shift a gear. I even take like, I'll take a second and do like 3 breaths and just kind of try to calm, put my body in that parasympathetic state. Is that, I mean, you would agree with this,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, I agree with that too. Obviously there's like some breeds of bees out there, like the Russian bee, that's just going to be a little more aggressive no matter what. But most bees that like hobbyists have are of a more docile, like a Carnolia, right? So as long as you just take a deep breath, make sure you're suited up and then enjoy the process, you're very unlikely to get stung a lot, so.
I like how she threw in there a lot. This is great. All right, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the process of keeping bees and getting some honey, and then we're going to get into some of the crazy new stuff she's making with royal jelly. All right, we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio.
This is Justin Dick, owner of 113 Main Restaurant in downtown Sandpoint. I am happy to announce that we have launched our new summer lunch and dinner menus, as well as new wine list, handcrafted cocktails, and mocktails to welcome in the summer season. Come in for lunch and try our Mediterranean quinoa salad, Italian grinder, or hamachi crudo. For dinner, our halibut over homemade tagliatelle pasta, salsa verde ribeye, or nectarine summer salad. 113 Main, open every day for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Summertime and sunshine is synonymous with the great outdoors and enjoying all it has to offer. At Winter Ridge, it also is synonymous with access to delicious, fresh fish. We are excited to be rolling out a weekly fresh fish offering. Each Tuesday in the meat department, we will be featuring a rotating weekly fish, limited quantities, specialty varieties that'll add a splash of something new to your at-home menu. Cast your line with us each Tuesday and catch something new. Winter Ridge, your community choice for local, natural, and delicious. At the corner of Lake and Boyer in Sandpoint.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188. 800-749-8188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Nick Pierce here from Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. July is heating up, and so are the new car savings. We have employee pricing for all on new Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram. There are hang tags in every vehicle on the lot, so getting the sale price has never been easier. Be on the lookout for our hidden ducks throughout Bonner County containing free oil change coupons. Find duck location clues on our Facebook page. Visit us online at PierceAutoCenter.com, where we're located just a few miles south of Sandpoint. And remember, you make the drive, we'll make the deal.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts. News Talk 97.1.
Hello, welcome back. We are talking with Paget today about beekeeping and the magic of bees and how much we can learn and how much they teach us all of the time. She was just saying how we, if you're just joining us, how the frequency of the bees actually can put you, raise your state of mental health and happiness and joy. And I have certainly experienced them helping me be calm, which is such an oxymoron if you think about it. Like, how do bees calm you down? Because half the time people are super anxious, right?
Right. Yeah. I think bees have a little bit of a deceitful reputation. And I think that's because, you know, when a wasp stings you, you're not looking fast enough to see, was it a wasp or was it a bee? And most of the times when I ask people and I check like their wound, because you can kind of tell the difference at one point, that it was a wasp, right? And sometimes bees do sting you. Stuff happens. But I think it's just misinformation, not knowing enough. And I feel like the average person or like honey consumer doesn't really know what a bee acts like. And, you know, it's not their fault. So I just think it's lack of communication probably.
And I think you're right. I think everybody just thinks we get stung by a bee. Mm-hmm. But really, it's probably not a honeybee.
Yeah.
It's a yellow jacket. It's a wasp.
It's something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. But the bees get the blame.
Yeah, they do. And the only time a bee is really going to sting you is if you're near its hive, and I'm talking like 5 to 10 feet nearby. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they're very likely to leave you alone.
But I am fine when I go up to the hives, they're not interested in me. Again, when I can ground myself and kind of come into it super like, oh, isn't this interesting, and stay curious. You know, I find, oh my gosh, there's a bee lady I follow on Instagram, Texas Bee Works.
Yeah, she's great.
She's phenomenal. She doesn't even suit up.
Yeah, she's a great example of the kind of mindset that you have to get into before you're working bees in order to not get stung.
Yeah, and we were talking during the break about suiting up, and I tend to like the bigger rounder hat, but I agree. We both suit up on our face just to keep the, you know, and then the rest of it. But I like my hands free because I can't touch the, you know, the things that I need to. Is that what you do, or do you actually sometimes wear the gloves? Or
Sometimes I wear the glove, but
depends
that's
on how much. Yeah, I have two hives. You have, I mean,
hundreds.
Yeah. Thank you. There it is right there. I'm hoping my bees can hitch a ride down because it's really hard to keep them in the winter.
It is.
I'm hoping that they can hitch a ride to the almond orchards this fall.
Well, we can definitely work something
out. We're going to work something out here. Yeah. So, all right. We're going to get into honey. And one of the reasons I was so excited to have you on is there's so many places popping up with honey at all the different farmers markets. But I want to encourage people out there to buy it at the farmers markets, and we can talk about why. But I know in the stores, if you're not familiar, like you just go and buy honey, oftentimes it's cut with different kinds of oils or
corn syrup.
Yep. And that stuff is just in a lot of our fridges. So coming into the markets, but what's the difference in the honeys? And then I'm real curious, how do you make the crystal honey that is so delicious? If you haven't had her honey, it is sold in Winter Ridge right now. It's called Bee Blossom. Is it still there?
It's still there for now.
Okay.
Yeah,
but phenomenal. Yeah. Just run, go get it before she moves on because she's got another adventure coming ahead. But how do you make that?
Yeah, so crystallized honey is just a natural process that all pure, raw, uncut honey is going to go through. So, for example, say you go to the store, right? Like maybe your local Walmart or whatever, and you pick up a honey and you put it in the back of your shelf and you haven't touched it in at least a year, right? Or months. And if you notice it hasn't started to get thick and crystallized, you're probably not dealing with real honey, because the reason honey crystallizes is due to its low water content. So over time, it's going to sit, it's going to settle, and it'll start to crystallize and get thick. So if your honey's not doing that, bad news, your honey's probably not real. Good news, you can go to your local farmer's market and get some real honey now that you know.
And then it sounds like maybe it's just aged honey.
Yeah, so it's just aged honey, but that doesn't mean it's gone bad. It's still good.
It's delicious. Oh yeah. My gosh, if you want the best snack in the world, it's healthy is like throw that on some sourdough toast.
Just take a spoonful in the morning. Real good for you.
It is real good. I wondered if it had more properties in it, more of the propolis or maybe the more of the royal jelly, or I don't even know. Do you know what is the honey got in it?
So it's antioxidant, antiviral, and antifungal. So it's got tons of antioxidants, which just helps lower the oxidization level in your body. And you can use honey as a topical ointment as well. So for like skincare or just wounds, cuts, or burns. I actually had a customer last year. His name is Bill. He came up to me and he told me a story about how when he was in his early 20s, he got in a really bad motorcycle accident. Long story short, his dad mixed a little bit of vitamin C with the honey and put it on his leg. And he showed me the leg and it looked perfectly fine. fine? And he said, yeah, it's really good for healing scars and wounds and burns. And
I've heard it's very good for burns.
Yeah, so good for burns.
And even sunburns, they say, you know, they can it can really help.
No, it's so soothing.
This is a great time to talk about propolis. What is the propolis? It's not actually in the honey.
No, it's not. Okay. So it's a separate...
Because it's a rage out there that people are like, oh, we need to get the propolis products. And so us understand what that and maybe even the royal jelly would be.
Yeah, for sure. Propolis is a separate substance that bees make in their hive to seal and fortify it. So out in nature, when there's not a box that they're living in, they're making their hive out of natural substances and exudates that they find out there. So what you do in commercial beekeeping, commercial propolis extracting, is you put a propolis trap down and it collects this resinous, waxy substance. And then you scrape it off, and then you basically have to separate the wax from the propolis. And then once you've done that, you've got this pure, like, essence that's packed with antioxidants. It's antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, antimycotic, anti-inflammatory. I mean, the list goes on. It's got over 500 polyphenols, which are just antioxidants, essentially. And I think Big Pharma's coming out with a lot of studies that show that patients that are on hemodialysis, it helps lower the toxin levels in their gut lining and reintroduce prebiotics. So it's got tons of benefits.
Boy, it just seems like a scoop of honey a day is kind of going to help.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if you don't put it in tea, I mean, I just like it in tea, but I mean, you can almost just eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But the propolis is, I've seen it. It's very dense. It's very sticky. It's kind of more golden.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
It's almost the color of turmeric.
Almost, yeah. It depends on where you're getting your propolis, right? The reason the colors vary so different is because they're pulling the colors and the resins from nature. So if you're in an area where you've got more pine trees and pine sap, your propolis is going to look really dark. So when I extract my propolis up in this area, up in the sample area, it comes out burgundy, almost black.
Yeah.
And then
it is, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then when you send it off to get freeze-dried and powdered, it comes back brown. But when you mix it in with the honey, your honey goes... Like, it looks like buckwheat honey because it's so dark and potent.
That is true. I have had a few seasons. I had 1 year of very, very light, light honey. And the last two seasons have been very amber.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference there?
Yeah. So it's just different flora that's, you know, blooming at different times. Not every harvest is going to be the same. Not every harvest is going to taste the same. That's because bees, when they're going out there and scouting for nectar, they're going to whatever plant they can find, right? So they pull the color and the flavor from the plant that they're pulling the nectar from. They can't really like dictate what the flavor is like. It's just the flowers that they fed on. So knapweed looks more like a tea color, and it's so delicious. It's floral, it's light. Lavender is more of a mixed sweetness. It's even more florally potent. It's my favorite kind of honey because it's so delicious. And then I already mentioned buckwheat, but buckwheat, because it comes from such a robust plant, it's not my favorite because it's really strong, but because it's so dark, it's packed with antioxidants.
Oh, absolutely. It's more in the molasses category.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. Which is just loaded with nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That was interesting. So the people at the farmer's market, they're all selling them. Obviously those are clean. If they're at a farmer's market, they're as raw and real.
Yeah.
There's no.
Yeah. So there's an extensive process that farmer's markets go through where you have to be vetted and they have to make sure these are your hives and this is your honey. So they make sure that the honey's pure. So honey that you get from the farmer's market is going to be 1,000 times better than honey that you get at the superstore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always support farmer's markets honey, even though I have hives and I make my own honey. We have honey, but it never goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And I make a lot of, I'll make a lot of herbal honeys, mm-hmm. So I'll add some lavender in to make it lavender and instead of actually buying lavender honey.
Yeah. That's great to do.
How do you... Like you have several different flavors. Mm-hmm. You said like your favorite is lavender honey, but there's also lots of different, you have blackberry honey and some of the other kinds. How do you actually know how do you decipher what honey you get?
Right. When you're just putting them out in the wild, you can't really dictate.
So it's just like a wildflower.
It's going to be a wildflower honey because I don't know what's in it.
Right.
But when you take them to the orchards or a big blackberry orchard or a big lavender orchard, you know it's
primarily
lavender. Like it might be 5% something else, but primarily it's lavender or strawberry or blackberry or tupelo. And that's just because you're making sure that their source is as pure and clean as it can possibly be.
Okay. Yeah, I always just wondered how that is. So your bees. You're part of, you're linked up with this family business of commercial honey. Mm-hmm. Where do they put all of their hives?
Yeah. So my stepdad is really good at finding people. And also people reach out to him and say, hey, I have a lot of acreage. I'm an organic farmer. Or a lot of the times it's also winter birds, I think is what you call them. They just come up here for the summer. They have a lot of land. And then we go out there and make sure that, hey, you're not using pesticides. You're not using chemicals. And then if they lie to us, we're going to know because right. the bees immediately start, like their performance starts going downhill fast. So then once we've kind of figured out, hey, what day can I bring the bees? Yeah, you're welcome to check them out. Everything's good. Healthy environment, we go and drop them off, and then we check how they're doing for about a month or so. If they're pulling in a lot of nectar and they seem happy, we keep them there. If not, we say, hey, here's a bucket of honey. Thanks for having us. Unfortunately, the bees aren't doing well. Let's move to the next location.
Fascinating. Isn't that amazing that we, I love what you said, that if they know, if there's pesticides and stuff that have been treated on the products, with so many people put that Miracle-Gro and everything on the flowers to get the blooms, the honeys probably just don't enjoy it.
No.
Yeah, they don't. They don't. They want the real deal.
Yeah. I always explain it a little bit. It's kind of like, well, imagine if you went to a radioactive area, right? You're going to immediately start feeling sick. And when you go back and you kind of contaminate people with those bad substances, the people around you are also going to feel sick. So when they go visit these pesticides or just chemicals, they take it back to the hive. So it's not just one or two bees that are struggling. It's all of a sudden you can see your bees being lethargic, they're slow, they're not as shiny, which is something that a lot of hobbyists, beginners don't really like keep an eye on. If your bees are shiny and they're active, they're really, really healthy. It's almost like hair, you know, the healthier hair is, the smoother and silkier it's going to look.
How would you even see a bee if it's shiny? Like, I don't know that I've ever noticed that.
It's, you have to train your eye for it a little bit, because I've been doing it for 4 years and I had so many mentors that have been doing it for like 40, 50 years. I kind of learned how to do it quickly. But you kind of just have to experience it on your own. You have to look at a sick hive and a really healthy hive. And it's not super obvious, but you can tell after like a quick look, oh, this hive's a little dull. It doesn't really shine in the sun. It's got, they look almost sparkly with a luster. So.
Okay. I am going to watch for that. Thank you for that. Yeah. So anybody out there who's aspiring to be a beekeeper or is a beekeeper, look for shiny bees.
Yeah.
And boy, I think I just wish we'd have more beekeepers, but it is a challenge to keep them alive over the winter.
It is. Yes.
Up here.
It is. Yeah. It is. But I don't want to discourage anybody. People should still keep trying. It's important to try and try and try.
We are that. We are that hobbyist.
Yeah.
We try and try and try for now 5 years. And we had one all the way to the end. And then, you know, what's happened? We've had these little cold benders in March, and they start their cleaning flights.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get this cold bender, and they're already waking up, and it just nails them.
Yes, it does. We had that issue last year too. I don't know if you had that problem, but I was struggling to keep some of my bees. Like, I have my own personal set of hives. It was hard. It was hard. And I know a lot of the farmers that I was working with were also having a hard time with their crops too, just because the weather's been a little funky.
The weather is, yeah, it's a changing world, which keeps us all, you know, in the moment, because we really don't know what's going on. So we'll take another short break. And when we come back, we'll continue. We're going to get into a little bit of the magic that she's starting to create with the royal jelly. I just think it's fascinating. All right. Have a wonderful moment, and we'll be right back.
July 24th through August 3rd, don't miss the festival at Sandpoint's 2025 Summer Concert Series, featuring Brothers Osborne, Sierra Farrell, Kansas, Third Eye Blind, and more. Don't wait, tickets are selling fast. Get yours today at festivalatsandpoint.com. Festivalatsandpoint.com.
If it's been a while since you've visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Industry-leading products, outstanding service, and customized comfort. That's AGE Heating and Cooling. AGE is a premier Lennox dealer, meaning specialty equipment training and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4+ star rating among customers. Lennox Equipment ensures your home comfort needs are met. Now offering electrical services. AGEHeatingandCooling.com. Experience the premier dealer difference today.
Idaho HVAC Contractors, license number 059041.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Pick one up in store today. Save in the bonus zone on Papa Nicholas 80-count single-serve coffee pods just $19.99. And save $5 on a Yoli steel director chair with table. Plus save $2 on four double rolls of Brawny paper towels. Find Purina's 20-pound bags of cat chow for just $22.99. And Levi's signature men's and women's jeans are just $19.99. Summer clearance and store-wide three-week savings continue at Bi-Mart since 1955.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
Hello, and we are back. We are still talking about the bees on the break. It's funny because I had two swarms. Well, I guess, are they called a swarm? Two came to my garden and just stayed.
Two swarms.
Yeah, and then I captured them. But how do I know? And I was thinking, they're not really thriving like the other two hives that I've had since, you know, April. These were two swarms. So I was just checking, but this might help if anybody's out there looking for information. How do you know if they're doing well?
Yeah, so when a swarm swarms, they're only taking half their population, so they're a little smaller than a full hive. So don't be too alarmed if the population is a little low right now, especially if it was a recent catch, like two weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not too bad. The queen takes about 4 to 7 days to kind of settle in to her new location because it's a little stressful leaving your home to find a new home. So I would check for when you open your hive, check, are your bees moving fast or are they moving really slow? How much nectar is in your frames? We were talking about this on break, a rainbow of nectar in your frames where there's larvae in the middle and in the edges there's nectar around them. And then the last thing is the queen laying yet? If this was 2 weeks ago, the queen should have already started laying. So
start seeing larvae.
You should start seeing larvae. If you don't see larvae, I would try to get a queen as soon as possible in the hive.
Do you think she's like left?
It's possible that you might have not caught her. She might have fallen out when you were moving the swarm into the new home, or she could just potentially still be settling. Very rarely do I see this happen, but I have seen it happen where the queen just takes a while. But at that point, I replace the queen because I want a queen that's ready to go.
Right. So. Where would I just get a queen?
You can get them at Man Lake, or you can get them locally too.
I get it locally.
Got to be GOT. The letter or the word, two. The number two, yeah, and then BEE.
And where is that?
He's based in Sandpoint.
Okay,
yeah.
So just look it up online and mm-hmm. go say I need a queen.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like she's not quite producing. So anyway, that's not what everybody. But if it is fun, these nuances, you kind of have to. You know, they're so you don't need to spend much time with them. Like they're very happy doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. But it is important to kind of check in on them, mm-hmm. make sure you treat them for mites because they do get the mites.
Yeah, they do get the mites, and that's just unfortunate. A lot of scientists in the beekeeping world are trying to figure out a way to treat for mites.
Okay.
That's healthier for the bees and for people, and also because mites are just growing really resistant to mite treatments. So eventually it's going to be a problem that we can't outrun and ignore anymore, right?
Which is terrible because, I mean, bees are
yeah
part of our ecosystem.
Yep. It's a little scary, but
that is a little scary, but we are here and now, and that's what we're doing today. So
exactly.
Given that, tell us about your wonderful new adventure that you're starting. She's a very entrepreneurial young woman, and she's been doing beekeeping and started her own honey line. But now she's segueing into energy, using the energy of the
yes.
bee.
Yes. Yeah. So I work out a lot. I like to go to the gym. I like to go on runs, but I don't really like taking a lot of pre-workouts or energy drinks. And I don't like a lot of the energy goos out there just because I don't really feel good afterwards and I feel a little jittery. So I decided to venture in like, okay, what if I made a product, because I beekept before, that has honey that's good for the body and has very minimal ingredients. And that's how I came up with honey energy gels with royal jelly.
With royal jelly. Okay. And so are they a capsule or are they like an actual gel that you tell us about what the delivery mechanism?
Yeah. So it's an energy gel sachet, the Gatorade goos, I think is what they're called.
Okay. Like the goos out there. All right.
Yeah. So you just rip the top off and then take it maybe 30 to 40 minutes into your workout. Or if you're taking it before a workout, 15 to 30 minutes before, and then every 40 minutes afterwards, if you're doing a long hike or a long run or a marathon.
Or even if you're tired, we were talking, it's like I came into this interview a little bit sleepy and you know, like that would be a perfect time. And oftentimes people grab a cup of coffee or they'll grab, one of those Red Bulls, but this is an option for sure that has how many ingredients? You were telling me it's very, very few ingredients.
Yeah, so it's just 6 ingredients. It's native wildflower honey from the Pacific Northwest area, royal jelly from the area, magnesium malate, potassium chloride, Himalayan pink salt, and guarana extract. So each 0.85 ounce sachet has 50 milligrams of caffeine, 120 milligrams of magnesium, and 20 grams of potassium. There we go.
Wow. So you're actually getting some great magnesium, which is always good for the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And keeping you going. What brought you to this? So how did you discover put the royal jelly with the honey and come up with this? Did you just experiment on yourself?
I was just experimenting on myself. It was more of, I wanted to figure out what is a problem that I have that other people have and how can I fulfill it? And that's kind of how I came across it. I wanted something that felt good taking it and that was going to help me achieve my goals, because I also have a sensitive stomach and I know a lot of people out there have sensitive stomachs, and honey's easier to digest on your stomach, and so is royal jelly. So I started experimenting and basically slapping stuff together, a lot of bad batches where I put way too much salt, but eventually I came out with my formula, and you know, I figured other people would want to try it too if I like it so much.
I just think it's brilliant. I mean, one of my personal frustrations is to see younger people, including my own children, or one of my sons used to drink these energy drinks, these Red Bulls. And you read what's in them and it's just, they're terrible. And then a lot of kids I have heard, you know, they can drink so many that it can actually cause a cardiac issue.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. So, and too much adrenaline going in their body. So this is a really natural, safe, obviously it would taste good.
Yeah. No, I made sure it tastes good.
Put honey in it, of course. But I mean, that's one of my pet peeves. I mean, I wonder, so would it replace a Red Bull if somebody wanted a Red Bull, or could you add water to it and make it like a nice spritzer?
It's more just for like direct take, to take it immediately, like on your jogs or on your runs. You can mix it into water and take it. It's eventually going to be a product that I'm working on in the future where it's more electrolyte based and you can put it in your waters and take it that way.
There we go. That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
But that's more in the future. Right now, it's just the energy gel that you just rip off and slurp and then you're on the go.
And are these available for people to find yet?
Not yet, but they will be soon.
Very cutting edge, within weeks.
Within weeks. Yeah. Yes.
And then it's just like a gel, and we can buy them. They'll be able to buy them online.
Yep, you'll be able to buy them online. So it's going to be ready soon.
Okay,
I'm really excited. As soon as the website gets done and my manufacturer gets back to me, it'll be available for purchase.
Okay, and I'll post that in my in our bio when I do the repeat of the show. So, in the future, do you have any plans to expand like more outside of just this area, this region?
Yeah, I would love to. I've got a 2-year plan, a 4-year plan, a 5-year plan. This is something that I've decided to throw myself into and decide this is going to be it. There's no number 2, or there's no plan B is what I'm trying to say. So I'd love to get into like Albertsons or Whole Foods or Aldi's, really branch out. I've set goals for myself and I'd really like to see myself achieve them.
So ambitious. I love that you're doing this. That's incredible.
Thank you.
And it will be the focus with this, using the royal jelly and you're coming up with this energy sort of angle instead of actually keeping your bees. I mean, just you and you'll keep your 42 hives that are personal, but, and then be part of the commercial sourcing, maybe the royal jelly or something.
Yeah, no, that's definitely what I plan to do. My stepfather is just getting older, so the goal is to one day just be able to source my honey from local beekeepers and local farms and to ensure that it's real, pure honey, the real deal. And then eventually retire myself and then take care of my family and take care of my partner and have kids one day, right? Like, that's the dream. But right now, it's step one, step two.
And you're still super young and all of that can still be accomplished in this crazy world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the things I was curious about, in maybe you could explain, is I don't know if a lot of people listening out there actually, I think we hear the word royal jelly, but can you explain how, like, we've got all these different parts and components of honey? You've got the wax, you've got the propolis, you've got the actual honey that we eat, and then we've got this royal jelly. So help us understand the difference, please.
Yeah, so royal jelly is a milky secretion from nurse bees. So nurse bees are bees that just started to hatch. They're under a week old, and their first job is to take care of the rest of the larva. So royal jelly's purpose is to feed larva and queen bees that are in the larva stage, and then it's got water, it's proteins, B vitamins, fatty acids, sugars. It's high in B complex, especially B5, and it's got 10-HDA, which is basically an anti-inflammatory hormonal modulator agent.
Okay. So that is obviously why that's so good for the body, for our own body, because it'll come in and help with the inflammation.
Yeah. It's especially good for women that are dealing with inflammation and like hormonal issues. So like menopause or myself, I have PCOS. So I'm taking it to kind of help balance my hormones on top of the other like medications that I already take, right? Because mine's a little extreme, but other women might be able to find more relief easier if their levels aren't as imbalanced as mine.
Would this goo be good to just take for almost a health, like as a supplement, or is okay?
Yeah, it'd be amazing to take as a health supplement regardless. It's complex in B2, B3, B4, B5, royal jelly. And it's also got the magnesium, the gel, and the potassium as well. And it's got the benefits of honey. So it's already antiviral, antibacterial, and antioxidant. So if you just want to take it as a health supplement, or because you just want to feel a little bit of an energy boost, like you want to go out on a party, but you don't necessarily want to drink a Red Bull or an energy drink, you can definitely just take the goo and go after it, right?
Oh, wow. That's incredible. Do you think that that this might be the next wave, or are people already doing that? Is there much? I've never seen it. I know we can get the propolis pills, but I don't know, how do we even get the royal jelly? Do you get them in a capsule at this time if people want it?
Like from me or from other sources?
Well, I don't know. Is it even out available?
It's out available, but you can't really find it. The biggest producer of royal jelly right now is Japan.
Okay.
So it's starting to pick up some speed in the United States, but we are still a little bit behind compared to our Eastern sisters and brothers over there.
We're always learning. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Cause I was like, I know the propolis really caught on as a rage.
Yeah.
And what was that for again?
Propolis is good as an anti-inflammatory, antimycotic. It's got tons of antioxidants. It's overall just a great immune booster, and it's a great supplement to provide to your body. So I definitely think royal jelly is going to kick in really quickly here soon.
Exactly.
That's why
I feel like you're just right on the front line.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I decided to do it pretty much.
We were talking during one of the breaks that you're actually, it's harder to produce here. Right now you're getting it from local farmers, but it is, you're needing more and more, and it's hard to, how do you actually get it out of the hive?
Okay, yeah, so it's a long process, but I'm going to try to make it as short as possible. Basically, you want to start with a queenless hive, and what you want to do is you want to graft. Grafting means you want to get a larva, and you want to place it in, you want to trick the, gosh, it's so hard to explain. You want to trick the hive into making a ton of queens, and you do that by having these queen cell starters, and then you have to, with a little scapule that's like the size of my fingernail or smaller. When the larva is 12 to 24 hours old, you take the larva out and then you scoop the rest of the royal jelly and put it in a sterile container and then immediately refrigerate it.
Oh my gosh, this is tedious work.
Very tedious. Extremely tedious. But it's really fun, and royal jelly tastes milky. It's a delicious flavor almost. It's kind of sweet. It's a little buttery, and it's easy to like enjoy on the palate.
But you have to scoop each piece.
Each piece, one by one. And so a lot of the time,
do you ruin the larva that's in there?
You do.
Yeah.
You do. Unfortunately, you do. But it's just the process to extract royal jelly. And then, you know, the queen, most of the times what they do is they separate the queen in the same hive. And then so part of the hive is tricked into thinking we don't have a queen. And then there's the other part of the hive that's producing all those like larvae. She's laying the eggs, and then you pull the frames out, and then you have to actually grab the larva and transport them over to the queen cell startup. And then you take those frames with like 12 to 24 queen cells and then go put them in your royal jelly startup. So it's very tedious. You have to know what hour old the larva is, and it takes a lot of practice. And then I think each hive only yields 300 to 500 grams of royal jelly per season. So imagine you need to have hundreds of hives in order to produce enough royal jelly for you to, like, you know, see anything.
Wow, that is absolutely incredible. I had no idea. I always had heard about it. No wonder it's never really been on the market.
Yeah, I'm definitely not explaining it the best that I could.
No, I think you're doing phenomenal. You're giving us, I mean, you know, everyone out there who's listening, they're like, I've never really even thought more about this much about bees. Mm-hmm. But I tend to think a lot about it, and I want more people out there to consider beekeeping because it's so wonderful, you know, to continue just to be a steward of the earth. I mean, it's mm-hmm. very reciprocal, mm-hmm. you know, being a beekeeper.
Yeah, no, I definitely say that whatever energy you put into the bees, you're going to receive tenfold.
Exactly. We're going to have to take our last break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about just getting in touch with Paget and how to find her honey and this new possible energy drink she's coming up with. Thanks for listening to North Idaho Radio.
Where can you find almost everything you need and at a reasonable price? At the Better Together Animal Alliance Thrift Store, located on Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. They keep their prices low to offer you the opportunity to buy what you need while staying on budget. Jump into summer and get 50% off a different colored tag each week. Plus, all proceeds benefit animals in need in the Inland Northwest. The Better Together Animal Alliance Store.
For those of you who aren't sure what the Co-op Gas and Supply Company carries, here you go. We've got pet food and pet toys and heated pet beds, boxes of fertilizer for when your plants all need fed, wheelbarrows, garden tools, and gloves for your hands, in addition to garden seeds and 2020 sand. We've got light bulbs and power cords and wire by the foot, tomato cages, camping gear, and waterproofing for your boots. Block salt, wood pellets and lime by the bag, bungee cords, small tarps, and engraved pet tags, bottled water by the case, and if that's not enough, we have soft drinks and snacks and candy and stuff. And we happily help you carry out your order. We thought you might like to know. Come see us. The Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820. And on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
How tall will I be?
Can I die from hiccups?
What's antibiotics?
Do I have cooties?
What's toe jam?
Why can't medicine taste like burritos?
Kids have all kinds of questions. The pediatricians at Kiniksu Community Health have the answers. At Kiniksu Community Health, we specialize in making it all better. Take a moment to schedule your child's annual well child check today. Learn more at kchni.org.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Come by boat or car for unforgettable waterfront dining. Pearls on the Lake in Hope is now open 7 days a week from 12 to 8. Enjoy a fresh new menu, tasty cocktails, and live music on beautiful Lake Ponderay. Visit pearlsonthelake.com to reserve your table today.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
News Talk 97.1 KSPT KBFI.
All right, we are coming into the last 5 minutes of our show. It's amazing how quickly this goes. Paget, I cannot thank you enough for spending this hour with me. She came up from Coeur d'Alene. This poor little thing is running all over North Idaho, harvesting and doing the old your own royal jelly harvest for this gel that you're coming up with, which is, as we just heard, if you were listening, a very tedious one-at-a-time product. And eventually, you know, you're going to grow and need more. So you're going to need more people on your team for that.
Yeah,
so
one day.
If people are interested, you're such an amazing bee mentor. Is there any way for people to mentor with you, or right now not so much?
Right now, not so much. I mean, you're welcome to reach out and ask me some questions, but I don't have the time to mentor anyone at this moment.
What is the best way? Of course, you're going so fast and furious. I'm just grateful I got this hour with you to kind of help educate people and maybe inspire someone out there to consider being a bee hobbyist, beekeeper. It's just such a rewarding profession in your garden. I'm here to say I got them simply for the garden, and it's been magical. And the orchard, you know, I've got plenty there. But how do people find your honey and your products?
Yeah.
Tell us about the name of your honey.
Thank you. Yeah. You just go to eatkillerhoney.com. That's eatkillerhoney.com. The website's still being finished by my wonderful web designer. So she's working really, really hard. And then just reach out there, send me an email, or you can also send me an email at paget@beeblossom.shop. That's paget@beeblossom.shop.
.shop. Yeah. Beeblossom.shop. So that's her current right now. And the other thing, I will just give her one more plug. If you want to get her honey before it's not Bee Blossom honey any longer, it's phenomenal. And it's the crystallized honey, and it is in Winter Ridge.
Yep.
I just picked some up.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, it was just, it's just incredible. I'm going to, thank you so much for this wonderful hour of just helping people choose to maybe be a beekeeper or buy local honey.
Yeah, buy local honey, be a beekeeper, and do some research and, you know, dive in. You'll enjoy it a lot more than you think.
One last little strange question I forgot to ask when you were talking about all of the bee vitamins that are in honey. Are bee vitamins called bee vitamins because of the bee?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. I was like, I wonder if that's it. Because all these B vitamins are in the propolis.
Oh, like vitamin B12 and
yes,
vitamin B5. No idea.
And you get your energy from 12. You know, a lot of people just take a bee shot. But let's not underestimate the power of honey. And we need to be good to our bees and all of the wonderful beekeepers out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Make sure to collaborate with your local beekeepers. Head to your local farmer's market and then purchase some honey from your local farmers.
But you're not at this farmer's market. So should anybody want your honey, are you at?
I'm down at the Kootenai County Farmer's Market, but there are some amazing farmers too at Sandpoint as well.
There really are. We have great ones as well.
And they've got delicious honey too. So if you can't make it down to Coeur d'Alene, that's perfectly fine because there are some really good beekeepers at the Sandpoint Farmer's Market.
Are you down there every Saturday?
I am, yes.
Okay, fantastic. Amidst harvesting the royal jelly.
Yeah. Amidst running around doing it all, just come find me on a Saturday.
That is fantastic. This has been a phenomenal, fun hour. And I think the bottom line with this whole message is to support our local farmers markets honey, or I know sometimes they even sell it at Co-op or Carter Country. I think you can get some of the honeys, or even at our little flower shops. So I think that's the main thing, is just watch the honey and do not underestimate the power of honey in your system, and then watch for Eat Killer Honey. .com. That's the website, and you watch for her, not only her honey, but also these wonderful energy drinks that are coming in the near future. So thank you, Paget, so much for spending a time with me. You're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and I hope you all have a wonderful day, and go eat some honey for a pick-me-up instead of a coffee or an energy drink.